Hello, my name is Jalen Evans, and today I will be interviewing my mom, Chanel Evans, and today we're going to be talking about how media has changed over when she was growing up and how it's affected her now and all of her influences and everything. So, say hello, Chanel.
Hello.
All right, so can you tell me someone who's had a big influence in your life through media when growing up?
Yeah, I would say Oprah Winfrey definitely has made a big influence on us, not just being an African-American woman, but being African-American in general. She is the largest media mogul on TV, but during my time growing up, she was somebody that just represented hope. She also represented diversity on TV. She brought about a diverse group of topics that no one else was talking about on talk shows and TV in general. And then she also kind of like branched out and did her magazine, which was another avenue of bringing some diverse topics and diverse faces to the media scene.
Okay, that's good. And from when you were younger, how was media present in times? Like, how was it different than how it is now?
Yeah, I would say the change obviously is that most ways that you find out about new products, new TV shows, new anything back when I was growing up was TV, because families would spend time watching TVs, kids would spend time watching TVs, and then we would find out all of the new stuff on commercials. TV obviously is changing because you have a lot of just watch streams, so you don't see a lot of traditional TV commercials. So, you know, you're seeing commercials either through streaming, or you're finding out about new products, new ideas, new shows, all that good stuff through social media now. So obviously social media, you know, when I was growing up was not even a thing. So social media has had a huge influence on not just my life, but how the media is being used.
And when you were younger, what do you wish that you had media-wise that you have now? Like, what's something that you wish that you had then that you have now? And then vice versa, what's something that you wish you could change about now that felt better back then?
Back then, I definitely felt like the news outlets were like a respected source and a credible source for getting information in terms of like the news, in terms of you know, world events, in terms of politics. And not saying that the news is not credible or relevant now, it just has changed quite a bit. So, you know, when I was growing up, you literally would stop what you were doing to like catch the 5 or the 6 o'clock or the 11 o'clock news, because that's the only way that you would know what was going on in the world and what was going on in your local community. So I do sort of miss that piece of it. You know, now, you know, news is a constant thing through social media, you know, and you now have to kind of weed through in the facts versus the fiction and figure out what is actually like new and newsworthy, or if it's just social media hype.
Okay. And then last question, how did media impact mainstream? So like, I understand the news was a big thing, but overall, how did it affect mainstream? What was seen on TV, did that impact how everyday life was or how people viewed everyday life? Like, tell me a little more about that.
Yeah, I think that one of the things that was that is a side effect of media. When I was growing up, media was not very diverse at all. It was very rare to see, you know, people of color on TV and in like media outlets. And so what that did is it forced people of color, particularly African Americans, to create avenues of their own, which is awesome, you know. So now you have, you know, local stations or like or broad big stations like a BET or a TV1 that were able to kind of use the fact that mainstream media didn't have opportunities and wasn't diverse, and then they created their own outlets.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you so much, Chanel, for talking with me for this little interview, and I'm going to sign out now. Once again, my name is Jalen Evans, and I hope you enjoyed. Thank you.